Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Tes Amud Beis. We are the very last line, but just we're in the middle of the Kasha, so we have to give a little bit of background where we were holding. Again, the Gemara said, in the name of Rabbi Rav Huna, that said, in the case where you have a Lechi that's near B'chutz U'Sham Bifnim, it's going to be still valid Lechi, that if you can only tell from the outside that it's a lechi, but from the inside it really looks like part of the wall, that is still considered a valid lechi. To which the Gemara asked a kasha from the Mishnah later on, which the Mishnah is going to say that if you have a chatzar gedola, which is nifatel ketana rather, that's nifatel gedola, if you have a small chatzar, which is the wall was breached into the larger chatzar, then only the gedola is allowed to carry and the smaller one is not allowed to carry. So now the Gemara says that the ketana should also be allowed to carry if, because it's lechora, it's the wall, it's still part, it's seen from the outside, not seen from the inside, so isn't this a kasha? So we gave Reb Zera's answer that we have to assume that the walls of the small one are extending many amos into the large chatzar, and therefore you don't have the din of the valid mechitzos. So the Gemara says, well, why don't you have lavad? The Gemara says that really we're talking about, you want to say maybe the bigger one was 12 amos and the other one was 10 amos, so then it's, you can't say lavad because you're going to have a 2 amos difference. The Gemara says that we learned in the name of Ravada Barimi, he told us that it's really only a difference of 1 amma, which is 6 tvachim, which seemingly if you have 6 tvachim, you're going to have 3 tvachim on each side, so you should be able to say lavad. So the Gemara says that really, who says that it's, yes, it was, one was 11 amos and one was 10 amos, which is a difference of every, as we saw before, right? 6 tvachim is going to be in 1 amma. So that 6 tvachim, who said it's divided equally, like you said, like it's 3 and 2, maybe it's unequal and it's going to be 2 tvachim on one side and 4 tvachim on the other side. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So again, if you have a picture, it'd be very helpful. I'm going to start referring to the Oz V'Hadar picture numbers for those who had bought the Sefer. Maybe they'll encourage the other ones. It's because they're very clear and very helpful. So the Gemara says, though, at this point, but still, who says that is, that's going to be helpful? Aren't we going to have a problem of that? Why don't we still assume that this is valid? Because why don't lema lavad murachecha betishtere, that if you assume you're going to apply the rule of lavad on one side, and then you'll have one lechi, and then you'll have one lechi into the other chatzar, into the larger chatzar, so you have one lechi that's going to be permissible to carry. So the Gemara answers that Rebbe, he turning on to next. The Gemara says that this is the opinion of Rebbe, who says the amar ba'inan shnei pasin, that we require 2 lechis, require 2 different side posts on each of entrance to the chatzar in order to say that it is valid. But if you only have 1 lechi, that is not going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, how do I know this? The Tana, we learn in the Braisa, chatzar niteres bepas echad, because carrying a chatzar that opens the Shus Rabim is going to be by one lechi, one side post. That is the sheet of the Tana Kama. However, Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasin, Rebbe says that it is only if you have 2 lechis, and only you have 2 lechis, then it's going to be mutter. So basically, to summarize, we have this small chatzar going to big chatzar, and this is only going to be mutter if you have 3 conditions. You have Rebbe Zira's explanation, the sidewalls have to extend larger into it, and also it's not going to be equal, because you're going to have 4 tvachim and 2 tvachim, and you hold of Rebbe. That's how you're going to explain that Mishnah. You have to make all those 3 ukimtas, which obviously is very difficult, to make all those 3 ukimtas, assuming that the Mishnah was talking about the gufa, all 3 of those cases, all 3 of those qualifications in that Mishnah about the chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Bahai Ma. So how can you explain that this is the Mishnah? Then where is it bothered by this? If you want to assume that a lechi, which is visible from the outside, but again on the inside you can't really tell, is not going to be viewed as a lechi, then the Mishnah will line up much better. The Mishnah, the Braisa, that you have 11 amos and 10 amos is going to line up much better. Why is that? Because you'll assume that Rebbe Savar like Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a lechi has to be a minimum of 3 tfachim. So if that's the case, if you hold that the lechi is a minimum of 3 tfachim, then this will line up with the Mishnah very well. Rebbe Zera, Ravina, Leisa, because you're going to reject Rebbe Zera and Rebbe Ravina, because those are very dochak, as we mentioned. Those are difficult to kimtas, very difficult explanations to explain in the Mishnah, to assume that it's extending outward and also assume it's unequal, you're going to reject that. So then I understand why the Braisa's explanation of that Mishnah, which you had the larger chatzar being 11 amos and the smaller chatzar being that of 10 amos, makes sense why we're using those numbers, because Mishum de Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that you need 3 tfachim minimum on each lechi, and 3 tfachim plus 3 tfachim is 6 tfachim, and that's 1 amma. So that's why he has to have that shear that one is 11 and one is 10. So the Mishnah is beduyak, why it's dafka dafka choosing that number based on the Braisa now, the Braisa told us it was 11 and 10, that makes perfect sense because you need it to be three tefachim on each side because you need to get to that Amma in order to have the Shita of Rabbi Yossi who holds that a minimum shear of a lechi is that of three tefachim. So Gemara says, but if you assume that a lechi which is visible from the outside and you can't see the lechi is a valid lechi, so then you're going to have to assume to make the Kimta in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Zira, the Ravina Isser, are going to hold of Rabbi Zira's understanding that it's an out, that it's going to extend outward, as I mentioned in yesterday's daf, it's extending outward, so you don't have a valid lechi, and Ravina that it's also four tvachim and two tvachim, then Rabbi Losev the Rabbi Yossi, and you have to make the Kimta that Rabbi doesn't hold the Rabbi Yossi, that that the lechi needs to be three tefachim. So then the Gemara asks, then why do we bichal need to mention based on the Braisa that gedola becharis rei amos lamali? Why do I need to assume that the larger chatzar is 11 amos wide? It doesn't help me to say it's 11 amos wide. Mimonav shach, either way you're going to explain it, the Gemara is going to show right now that it's not necessary to mention that it's 11 amos versus 10 amos. Because Gemara says, ilim mishre le gedola kaasi. If the Braisa is telling you to tell you that you need to tell you that the bigger one is 11 amos as opposed to any other shear, and then it's going to be that it's 11 amos and the smaller one is 10 amos, that you're allowed to carry only within the 11 amos one, as you mentioned. Everyone agrees you're allowed to carry in the bigger one. So the Chiddush over here that it's 11 amos, you're allowed to carry in it. So the Gemara says, so then why do I need to have a full amma bigger? If you don't hold that you have the minimum shear of three tefachim on each lechi, so then why does it have to be a full amma bigger? It can be two tefachim bigger. If it's two tefachim bigger, as it's called, as long as it's a bigger chatzar, that's considered, the smaller chatzar is going to be batal to it, and it's going to be valid, as long as you have two tefachim bigger. The shaila is, why do we even need two tefachim? Just say that it's any shear bigger is going to be valid, because a lechi doesn't need to be big at all. So that's the shaila in the Rishonim. Say it's lav dafka, two tefachim. You're right. It really, as long as it's eser v'mashu versus eser, then that's called the bigger one, the other one's called the smaller one. You don't need dafka, there's two tefachim. Others explain, Tosas explain and suggest, and maybe and their inami, they explain that the two tefachim are specific, and maybe over here that it's dafka. Also, you'd need a valid lechi of one tefach in this case. But either way, the shear is going to be smaller. It's not going to be 11 versus 10. So you're not picking a number that's the biggest chiddush. Usually, when you have a brisa, the brisa tell you the biggest chiddush. The biggest chiddush over here would tell you that it should be not 11 tefachim, rather it should be 11 and 10 and a little, 10 and two tefachim versus 10. And even there, you can carry in the bigger one. So the Gemara says that there's no chiddush on the bigger end, and the bigger end doesn't even seem to make sense according to this. However, maybe the Braisa is really coming to teach you the Chiddush on the other end of it, that carrying in a small chatzar is usur, as opposed to the big chatzar, which is mutter. So the Gemara says now, so the Braisa should teach us instead, they were talking about a case where they're very far apart, where the large chatzar is more than a number wider than the smaller one, and it's going to be impossible to extend the walls to explain it. Why did the Braisa use this weird case of 11 versus 10, which clearly implied that it's bedafka 11 versus 10? Because if you have 11 versus 10, the way we want to talk about it, with if you hold that it's that you can lechi nira b'chus mifnim, has a way to say that it's mutter, it's seemingly very difficult to use this number that's very difficult, and then you have to come onto this crazy ukimta in the Mishnah that it was really extending outwards and it was unequal. Why do you mention that case? Mention a case of 12, 13, 14, you won't have the shayla b'chlal, and the Mishnah could be read very simply and very easily. So the Gemara says, alalav shmaminat. So doesn't that seem to imply that the Braisa is in fact only according to the first shita that really is asering that a lechi is only seen on one end? The Gemara says, right, el shmamina nira b'chus v'chim lechi shmamina. This is a valid proof, and we can learn from here that a lechi, which is only visible from the outside, and you can't tell on the inside that that's a lechi, it only looks like part of the wall, that is not viewed as a lechi, and that is going to be problematic, and that's, at this point we're understanding that the fact that we have three tefachim on either side is bedafka, and that's the Rebbe being the shita of Rebbe Yossi, and therefore we mentioned 11 versus 10 as the chiddush, as Rebbe said in Das Rebbe Yossi, and you'd be allowed to carry in the bigger one, and you'd not be allowed to carry in the smaller one, and that is the good proof that this is from there. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Really though, I'm Rebbe Yosef. Lo shmila ishmaite Rebbe Yosef. I didn't hear this ruling in the name of Rav Huna. I don't know what you're talking about over here." So the Gemara says, "Amar le'abaye amart le'al." No, what do you mean? You told us this. So this is the Gemara in Darm relates. This comes up many times. At the beginning of Ksuba says, comes up many different times, and one of them is the Iker source for this, that Rav Yosef, some had some sort of machla, some sort of sickness, and he forgot all of his learning. That happens to people, what sort of dementia, whatever he may have had, he had something that made him forget all of his learning, and Abaye, his Talmud, used to always remind him, no, Rebbe, you told us this, Rebbe, you told us this, Rebbe, you told us this. So here also, so Abaye is telling him, Rebbe, I'm reminding you, you told us this, you told us the name of Rav Huna, Ve'amart Le'olan, and you said the following, what do you tell us? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, you said the name of Rav Huna now, Rabbi Abba's name of Rav Huna, Lechi Amoshechim Dafna Shalmavoy. If you have a Lechi which extends in line with the side of a mavoi. If you have a lechi which is Moshe Kosad Dafna Shel Mavoi, so now if I'm on number, and I'll start referring to the numbers now of the Oz V'Hadar picture book on Kuf Aleph, so if you see that the wall is extending, but it really from the inside of the mavoi, it really looks like it's just an extension of the wall. From the outside, you can tell that it's unequal. So that's the chiddush over here. So Pachos Marba Amos Nidon Rishim Lechi. If the lechi is less than 4 Amos, it is going to be viewed as a valid lechi, and you're allowed to carry in the mavoi. And one is allowed to carry up until the inner edge of this wall, of the inner edge of this lechi, arba amos, and so then again, arba amos. But if the period, now arba amos, if the lechi is now 4 amos long, it's bigger than 4 amos. Then it's going to be viewed as its own mavoi. It's not a lechi, rather it's going to be viewed as its own mavoi, and that would be the case. Then aser l'shtamish bekula, because you don't have another mavoi to be matir that area. So then the whole mavoi, it's going to be aser to carry unless another lechi or korah is put at the end of that one. So that was what Rav Huna had said. So Rav Yosef said that we learned 3 things from this statement of Rav Huna. What do we learn? Rav Yosef, you told us, Rabbi again is reminding him, this is what you said. Shema minat plat, you told us that we can learn 3 different halachas from this shita of Rav Huna. What do we learn? Shema minat ben lachayin asr. We can learn from here that carrying opposite the lachi is going to be asr. Why do I get that? Because Rav Huna said they're only allowed to carry into the chodah pnimi, into the inner edge of the mavoi. So the chodah pnimi is only asr, but not alongside the lachi. That's the first shema minat. Also, second shema minat meshach mavoi ba'arba. We can also derive from here that the minimum share of a mavoi is going to be 4 amos, because once it became more than 4 amos, that is going to be Aser now as mitzad a new mavoi, and that creates the iser. So we see from here that Rav Huna held that is for Amos. It's important to note that when Rav Yosef, we mentioned before in Daf Hey, Rav Yosef held that really Dal Tzvachim is enough to be the minimum shear. So he obviously is arguing on the shita of Rav Huna. That's a shita that's actually over there, dealt with it. But we're not getting into the Lamaisa. There's a shita whether it's for Amos or for Tzvachim is the minimum shear to create a mavoi. Ushma minan nir b'chutz v'shav b'ifnim nidor mishum lechim. Could also learn from here that a lechi that is seen from the outside and not be able to see from the outside is a valid lechi. We can see from here that as well, because Rav Huna said that the lechi extending is going to be mutter, even if it's not seen from the outside. If it's less than 4 amos, it's still going to be mutter. We see that Abaye, a reminder of Yosef, that this is going to be mutter and this is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, so that's what we learned from Rav Huna, that the Rav Yosef had now said this in front of Rav Huna. The Gemara says, "V'hilchasa nir b'bachot v'shal b'miftin nidon b'shum lechim." Halacha Maisa, that a lechi that's seen from the outside, you can't tell on the inside from the mavoi, it just looks like a regular wall, is valid lechi. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We just rejected it, though. Tiyufta v'ilchasa, we said that it's a tiyufta. We said a raya before, we disproved it, and now you're telling me it's halacha Maisa. And again, with the general rule, when it comes to tiyufta versus kasha, kashas you can give terutim. We don't reject the halacha if you have a kasha. The Gemara ends off on a kasha, that's not a problem. Tiyufta is like a knockout. Tiyufta is like we reject the slagantin. We're rejecting the shita. So here we have a tiyufta, and you're telling me that we're going to paskin against the fact that we rejected it. What do you mean? We just rejected it. So the Gemara says, "In yes, we are going to pass in against the Tiyufta, which normally is an exception to the rule. There are some times that the Gemara has this. We had this in Gemara in Brachos earlier. We had this in a different the Gemara many times in Shas. This comes up. We'll say Tufta v'Hilchasa. So wait, by the Tulin was what strikes me in mind. Right? So the Gemara says over here, the in, that we really say that Halacha Maisa, we do reject this idea. We accept the Kula, that if it's only seen from the outside and not on the inside, it's still valid lechi. Why? Because Mishuntan Rebchia Kavase, because we had the Braisa in the name of Rebchia that said that this is going to be mutter. And this shita of Reb Chia is going to create the brisa, and therefore we're going to be makel. So that's what comes out over here. So that's okay. That's a very big important halacha. The Gemara says the arochav me'eser amoti am yema'e. If the mavoi, the entranceway is wider than 10 amos, you have to decrease the width. So it says the Gemara now. Amar Abaye Tana ve'arochav me'eser amoti yema'e. The Braisa taught us that if the mavoi entranceway is wider than 10 amos, you have to decrease the width. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eno tarech lamad. However, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to. That's we mentioned this Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the very beginning. We mentioned this Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are allowed to, that if a mavoi's entranceway is wider than 10 amos, it's not a problem. He says that it's not a problem. So the Gemara over there wanted to learn out maybe that Rav learned it out from the right. Rav learned it out from the Mishkan. So he said I think it was up to 20 amos. But that's what we learned out over here. Now the Gemara is a different answer. Adkama, how big does the width? How long can the mavoi be open according to Yehuda and it be mutter? So the Gemara says Savar Rav Achai Kamei Rav Yosef Lemimar Rav Achai said in the name of Yosef. Maybe the following. You could be 13 and a third amos, because you can have a kavachomer regards to the boards of enclosing walls. So now the boards of enclosing walls is discussing over here. The Gemara is going to mention this at length. The Gemara is going to talk about this much later on in the end of the first parak over here. So the Gemara is going to discuss though that when they used to have a well. If you have a well, if you have a picture now, I'm talking about Kuf Beis, picture of Kuf Beis in the Oz V'Hadar picture book, that they have over here different L-shaped things that they used to allow you to put four L-shaped things around a well and allow you to, because a well is in the Rishus Yachid. If it's in the Rishus Rabbim, then drinking from the well is usher. So the Oli Regalim needed to drink water. So they used to allow you to make this four L-shaped things in order to be makel on those who are doing Aliyah Regal. And for them, it was going to be okay to have this walled partition. So the Gemara says, so there, in that case, so we see over there that you're allowed to have, so ma pasir b'yoshi yachar ben parts merubel amat. So in the case of the boards of enclosing well over here that we're mentioning, these L-shaped things, that it, in even the right, it's only these, all you have is these little L-shaped things. You don't have a full machisa, you don't have a full wall, and the gap is way bigger. Normally the halacha of parts merubel amat is a problem, is a pirtza, is considered a breach in the wall. Here it's not. We allow you, lo yachar ben yoshi amat mishlish. We only allowed you to have 13 and a third amos. So the Gemara is going to have a whole cheshbon how we get to that 13 and a third amos, that's the maximum shear of space that you can have between those L's in that picture. The maximum shear is going to be 13 and a third amos. Mavay shalo itartaba parts merubel amad. When it comes to mavay, which you do not allow the gap to be greater than the wall portion, if the gap is greater, that's going to be called a pirtza, it's going to be a breach, and it's going to ask for you to carry in the mavay. So then, eno din shalo itartu yotir so amos. So then, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't it be the maximum shear allowed to be having is 13 and a third amos? The Gemara rejects this kamachomer. The Gemara says, v'hiyad nasenas, that very reasoning that you're saying is a reason I could argue the opposite. I could using your svara, and I'm explaining the opposite. The Gemara says, what is that? When it comes to the boards and closing of the wells, right? In those boards, we say that the gap is greater than the wall portion. The fact that you're only allowed 13 and 13 amos, but in a case to a mavoy, which we do not allow to be greater than the wall portion, shouldn't you allow an opening more than 13 and 13 amos? Because the mavoy has a standing wall, it has an actual wall there, so you should allow more than 13 and 13 amos. You don't have the kavah chomer is rejected. And I'll give you the words of the ilam idach. So maybe I could say the opposite way, that it should be less than 13 and 13 amos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because possibly we're very makel when it comes to the halachas of this area enclosed, because we want to have them drink, and we're very makel, so we'll allow you one kula, we'll give you another kula. Mavoy kavah kalo, however, mavoy, we're not makel all, so therefore maybe you shouldn't even allow more than 10 amos, even more than 10 amos. So this is the other side of it, saying that mavoy should be more machmer and not allow you to even have 13 and 13 amos, maybe even less than that. So the Gemara says that this is inconclusive kavachomer, so we don't know exactly what the shita, how wide the Pesach could be, lefi shita Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Tana Levi, Rabbi taught a braisa, mavi shurachav esrim amah. If you have a mavi which is 20 amos wide, so that's a problem, right? Because you can only have 10 amos wide. So he suggests the following, no, it's kind of emtsios of adyaya. You could put a pole in the middle of the entranceway, and that's going to be enough to divide it into 2 10 different amos, and that's not called the pirtza, that's going to be called a Pesach, tzuras of Pesach. So the Gemara says, who Tana Levi, who amr led in halacha goes to Mishnah. So Levi taught the Braisa, and he also said the halacha doesn't follow this Braisa. This Braisa is rejected. The Gemara says, "Ikud Amr," it wasn't actually Levi. He said, "Amr Shmuel Mishmeid Levi in halacha goes to Mishnah." Shmuel said in the name of Levi that we reject this Braisa. So the Gemara says, "So then, if that's the case, so how? What can you do if you have a 20 amos opening in a mavoi? What can you do to fix it?" So the Gemara says, "Amr Shmuel Mishmeid Levi." Shmuel said in the name of Levi, turn on his thumb now. What can you do? Ose Paskavo Asara B'Meshach Arba Amos. You have to make a board that is at least 10 tefachim high and 4 amos long, and it's going deep 4 amos. Again, picture Kuf Dali now in the Ozva Hadar picture book, that they're going back, the picture, the wall is going backwards 4 amos, because that's going to create another halachic mavoy, and it's creating an halachic mavoy, and that's going to be mutter to carry in that point. So the Gemara says, "Ina make Rav Yehuda," or you can give the answer that this is going to be like Rav Yehuda, Damar Rav Yehuda. What does Rav Yehuda say? Mavoy shurachav chamechish amos. When a mavoy is 15 amos wide, so it's bigger, you have to narrow the gap because you need it to be less than 10 amos. What do you do? Marchik shtei amos vosa pas shalosh amos. What can you do? Is you could do it not. You don't have to go into the mavoy. Rather, you make a hole of 2 amos and then another wall of 3 amos that's across. Again, going lengthwise. Picture kufay in the Ozvadar picture book. Is that you're going to have the wall now being 3 amos, and that wall is going to separate it. So you only have one gap at the end of the day that's going to be 10 amos wide, and then that is going to be what's called a less than not a pirtza, that's going to be a tzuresa pesach, that's going to be considered a halachic opening. So now we see that there's the concept of omed murba al parts. The Mara is going to mention this many times, that the wall portion of the mavoy is more than the gaps in it, and if the wall portion is more than the mavoy, that is not a problem, and you have up to 10 amos to have that wall portion be more. So the Gemara is going to suggest other eitzes how you can use this concept of omen merubel parts. Why do you have to only make the one eitzah? Why do Rabbi Yehuda only suggest there's one eitzah? The Gemara asks that. The Gemara says now, v'amai, so why does Rabbi Yehuda suggest that someone has to make this three walled? The Gemara says, yase pas ama umechtze. Why don't you just suggest that he should make one board that's going to be an amma and a half wide, so this can be one wall next to the mavi wall. And then you're going to leave a space of 2 amos, and then make a second wall that's an amma and a half wide. So this would be the wall that you would want to use. So now, according to Rashi, the fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tosas over here, Lefi Rashi, it seems to be that this is better for the people, that they would prefer this. So Shaila, why exactly they would prefer this? But Lefi Tosvos, based on the Gemara's Maskana, really the Lashon of the Gemara's Maskana, but just as Svara also tells us, what do you mean? It's not easier to build two walls that are smaller. That's more of a pain in the neck to build two walls. So they say, the Hemshech of the Gemara says the Lashon of that it's a Tircha to do that. Rather, this was a Chumra. I would have said that you have a Chumra to do this, to make, to Dafi, you have a Chiyuv to make it with more walls, because if you do it like that, then in that situation, it's more looks like Tosa says it looks more like a Pesach. So it's a fundamental machlokos. Rashi does it, is this trying to be more mashmi on the olam or my makeup? Either way, the Gemara suggests different options now of different ways to do omad meruba al aparetz, to have the wall portion being exceeding the open portion. So the Gemara now says, so now maybe we can answer shmami na omad meruba al aparetz mishtei ruchos loave omad ben. Maybe we can learn from here, from the fact that Rav Yehuda doesn't give this etza of where you have to have the amma, so you're going to have the pas amma mechta and the pas amma mechta and have the space in between, that if it's on two sides, since you have the space on both sides, you have a two amma space on both sides, that is still not going to be considered a valid mechitza. Rather, we're going to view that each wall itself has to be wider than the gap next to it. Meaning we can't combine the amma and a half of this wall and the amma and a half of the other wall and say that now, all of a sudden, magically now, we have omen murabala parts. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the olam ema lach havel. Maybe you could really say that in general, the lacha is that if you have the two walls that are bigger than the portion in the middle, that would combine. So why is it different over here? The Gemara says, v'shayni hacha, da'asa avira da'ai gisim, avira da'ai gisim, evatalei. Here it's fundamentally different because the open space on this side, meaning of the board, open space on this side, they're going to come and be mevatel the space in between. And the reason that we're assuming right that is because each of the spaces is wider than the board in between, the board is going to be mevatel to the space in between it. So therefore, Rav Yehuda couldn't suggest this method in this mahalik. So Gemara says, fine, another etza. V'yaseh pas amma. So you can make a board that's not going to be bigger. So you're going to make the wall that's going to be one amma, and then v'yarchik amma pas amma. So you make another board, another wall that's going to be another amma, and have a space of amma in between it. So you're going to have two spaces of two ammas, of one amma each, and that's going to be two total ammas, and you're going to have three boards that are one amma each. Again, v'yaseh pas amma, v'yaseh amma, v'yaseh pas, v'yaseh amma, v'yaseh pas amma. So again, at the end of the day, you're going to have three amos going to be walled off, and five of the amos are going to be left over, and then you're going to have less than 15 amos. You're going to have 10 amos now. So the fact that Buddha doesn't suggest this, Gemara wants to suggest that Shmami na omen kapara it's usher. So here, it's not, right, the space in between is going to be one amma, and the actual wall that you're building, the wall is going to be one amma thick, one amma long also. So shouldn't be, so then is the space in between going to be the vata that or not? So we're suggesting maybe that this is going to assume, according to this day over here, that this is not valid, and this is not a valid mechitza. So this is also, the reason that this is really a problem is because the machlokas later, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, we're going to see this tomorrow, and Tassel Avamud Beis, and if you adopt him, they really argue about this. So how could it be that according to the one, so maybe Rav Yehuda disagrees with the Man Damar that says that this is valid. So the Gemara says, no, that the Olam Imalach Mutter, really, you could say in general this is going to be Mutter. Like the Man Damar over there that's going to say that it's Mutter. However, over here, Shayne Hacha, here is fundamentally different. Why? Because you can take the two Amos of the space in between and say that it's greater than the one amma in the middle. Or, because the fact that you have the two ammas total that are in between them, and they're gonna be greater than the actual wall itself, you can assume that that would be the vatel, the space in between them. So therefore, you don't have the idea of omed it's not a classic example of omed kiparetz. Omed kiparetz that it's equal. Normally, again, if it's omed meruba parts, everyone agrees that it's gonna be okay, but the shiloh over here was omed kiparetz gonna be okay. The Gemara answers, no, this would not. The Gemara continues, the Gemara says, v'yarchik amma v'yaseh pas amma umechta. So then, maybe you should leave a space of an amma next to the mavoid, and then you make a wall that's going to be an amma and a half wide, v'yarchik amma v'yaseh pas umechta, and also leave a second space of an amma, and make a wall also that's an amma and a half wide. So this is going to make the five ammas that you have extra, since the greater part of the area is walled, you're going to have less than 10 ammas. So the Gemara says, ena chalami, yeah, this answer is really going to be good. Because in this answer over here, you have one and a half ammas on each side, so you can't say that the space in between them is mevatel anymore, because you have a one and a half amma board. Each of the boards are one and a half ammas, so then they're going to mevatel the space of one in between, so you can't say that the two spaces combined, because the only reason the two spaces are able to combine is because the space itself was equal or greater than the board next to it. But if the board next to it is going to be greater, as we have over here, so then really it is going to be valid. So the Gemara suggests, really, ena chanami, so the Gemara says, so really you could have done this etza, it's a proper way to do this etza. However, kulei hai lo etchuk rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't go so far to say that this is going to be a din that you have to do, as this seems to be mefarish, a good raya for Tosfos. I don't know how Rashi would get out of this point. The Gemara clearly says that where it's okay to build, it would be better seemingly, or at least on the same level, to build it in this manner. But the Rabbanan didn't make you do this to go out of your way to make multiple to make multiple walls, to make multiple pairs of multiple walls with a little bit of space in between. It could be that the Rashba explains in Rashi, it could be that this would actually answer Tosfos, because the Rashba says that it was more convenient for the people. It was more convenient to be able to make it like that, so then maybe in a Chanami it's better for them, but the Rabbanan didn't make you do it, but it's still going to be better. It's a little bit difficult, so I still find Tosfos' read a little bit more clear for me, at least. It seemed a little bit more pasha in the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, V'lichosh dilma shavik pischa rabba v'al pischa zuta. The Gemara suggests now that at the end of the day, though, if we have these two spaces now, it's possible that people are going to not go through the main entranceway of the 10 Amos entranceway. They're going to start going through this entranceway as well. And that would invalidate the main entranceway, because we know that one of the things that makes the Mavoi is you need a Tzuras of Pesach and a Lechir Kora next to it. If people are start using the other area as the space, the main entrance, to start going through it, or even the Chazon Ish wants to tell you that even a significant minority using it would still be a problem. And if that's the case, then that smaller area becomes the Pesach, becomes the new entranceway, and that Pesach doesn't have a Lechir Kora. That's based on Rishonim explained that they don't have a Lechir Kora, and then it should invalidate the Mavoi. So the Gemara says, why is this okay? The Gemara says, Amar of Ambar Masa, because Chazaka Nedam Nech Pesach Adu Nechlas Pesach Adu. You have a 10 Amos space, you have 20 feet roughly, just use the big Amos right now, but roughly 20 feet space to go, or you have a two feet to walk through. Where do you think most people are going to walk through, says the Gemara? The Chazaka is, they'll walk through the space with 20 feet, where there's much more space and much more likely to go through that. So the Gemara says now, the Gemara says, though, maybe you could say a different answer. Because the Gemara is a kasha first. The Gemara says, how is this going to be different than Rav Ami and Rav Masi? As we saw in Daf Hey, they said that that if you have a lechir kora that has a piritz in it, we're afraid that people are going to go through the smaller sidewall on the side of the on the side of the mavoi. They said that only three tefachim is okay. More than that, we're afraid people are going to go through that side of the wall, and that was going to create an issue, and your mavoi is not going to have a lechir kora on that side, and therefore it's usher at that point. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Ami and Rav Masi, seemingly that this should be problematic. Why is over here any different? The Gemara says, because Hasam Kame might be Lucha, no, there, when you have a Pirtza, an opening, a breach on the side of the wall, so then people are going to cut through, because the breach is not in the front on the same level, it's on the side, so you can cut diagonally through to your house. If your house is not closer to that edge, then it would be better for you. So then you're Mayat Belucha, you're walking a shorter walk. However, Hafala Mayat Belucha, if it's on the same side, it's just, again, if you have a picture, it'll be helpful. You have the 10 Amos, and then on that same level is a 1 Amos opening, another 1 Amos opening. So that would be on the same level. You're Mayat any Mahalech over here. You're not lowering your status of walking. So then there's no benefit to doing that. Okay, now the Gemara continues discussing a solid portion, going over the open part. The Gemara says, we learn in the Mishnah over there in Meseches Kelim. So we're discussing over there, Shiloh exactly, it's really Tosefta, but the Gemara quotes as it's not as a Mishnah. Or a Asla v'chalal shalo, if you have a leather strap of a stool and its opening is mitzar for the tefach, that they continue in their mitzarif to a tefach, that the minimum shear to have a shear, as we mentioned, Tumas Oel a few times already, if a dead body is in under the same roof as someone else, you don't have to actually be physically touching that dead body as long as you're in the same building as it, under the same roof, so then that would create a tumah. So how much does the actual roof have to be? It has to be a shear of a tefach to assume that that's the minimum shear to create the oil to go down. So the Gemara over here is discussing this tool that Rashi explains that it has two parallel bands of leather stretched across that the actual stool's frames. And the Gemara is teaching us that the width of the seat is measured from the outer edge of one strap to the outer edge of the second strap. And this, if these total a tefach, then the seat is going to be covering that can be mashlim for tuma to say that that's the necessary tefach to now create an ohel. And you, if anything under it, would become tamei from ava tuma. So Gemara says, my orasla. So what is this orasla, this leather of the stool that we're discussing? There's reference to a bathroom seat, the seat that people use to go to the bathroom. That is what a reference of the toilet seat, basically, that's what we're discussing. The Gemara says, Vekama, and how large can the gap in the tefach wide be, and still considered allegedly close by to the things next to it? Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Etzba'ayim Mikam Etzba'ayim Mikan. Rav Dimi said that two finger straps on this side, and two finger straps on the other side, Vetzba'ayim Revach Pe'emtza, and a space of two fingers in between, and that would be a total of Sheish Etzbo, six Etzbo. So the Gemara is going to discuss that that's really a tefach, and we're going to discuss it. The Gemara says, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Etzba'ayim Mikan Etzba'ayim Mikan. So he says a finger and a half here, finger and a half on the other side, and a finger and a half in between. A total of four as both. So Gemara says, Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi mi plug. Are you guys arguing? So Gemara says, is there really a fundamental machlokas between you two? The Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Amar le, lo. He says, no, we're not disagreeing. So the Gemara says, though, Hyper Rav Asa, because this measure that Ravin was talking about is a larger finger. He's using, Rashi points out, meaning your thumb. Since you're using your thumb, your Godal, so you're using your thumb as the measurement, Ha Bizutrei. Whereas over here, in the terms of the small finger, we're discussing it in a small finger, and therefore, Blapigan is going to be the same shear. So Gemara says, so Amarlei, La'ai, Pligos. So Bayer responded, La'ai, Pligos. So really, Bemes, La'ai, Bemes, really, you guys are arguing with each other in Halachal Maisa. Gemara says, Omen Riva Lapar. Seems to be that your machlokas is when you have a walled portion that is bigger than the gap. Only when combining two walled portions, that's the machlokas. And that's why we're bringing this up over here, is because that's what we mentioned before, that we really wanted to justify that everyone would hold that that's okay. So the Gemara suggests maybe that's what you're arguing. Because Blidi Dachavi Omen Rucha, according to your Dimi, who gave this season of Dafka being 2-2-2, it's considered walled because the combination of the area on both sides is going to be bigger than the gap. However, Leravin, whereas Ravin, who is careful to say specifically that it was 1.5, and then 1 and 1.5, so Murachachas Havi Omed, that only because if you have the wall next to the area with the space in between is going to be considered completely one side. Mishteru Choslo Havi Omed, but if it requires a combination of solid side on both sides, that would not be considered good enough. So we see that where the two, you need the two walls to be mashed them to the shear of Omen Rubel Aparatz, according to the Gemara over here, that would not be good according to Abaye's suggesting. Where it says, the Islak Adaitach Lopikas, if you want to submit, you're not arguing. Says Abaye continuing. You're not disagreeing. L'Ravin Achi Baila L'Meimar. So why would Ravin wouldn't have said it, and he wasn't in a more clear fashion. He would have said, Etzbush Lish Mikan, Etzbush Lish Mikan, Etzbush Lish Mikan. Said a third of a shap on one finger, a third of a shap, the other finger, in between. And this way, Ravin would also be showing us the idea that if something is closed in with the solid parts of it, on either gap is going to be combined to be mashlim. Since he used an example of something which was individually greater than the gap in between, clearly he was holding that omen that you need that the shear of the thing on the side of it has to be greater. So the Gemara says, Rav Dimi responds, and Gemara says, Alamai Pligis. So you're going to assume that we argue the didi achay bayle the memar. So this is how I should have said it. So he said, what do you mean? We're going to argue. He says, Espo shneishlis mekan, Espo shemisan, Espo shemisavach beemtza. Sort of finger and 2/3 in the strap of one side, finger and 2/3 the other side, finger 2/3 the other fingers between. And this would have showed us the idea that the two sides are combined into the gap in between, and I would have said it more clearly. So the Gemara says, Eleika lemeimar to plaginan. If you want to see the Rav and I are disagreeing, but parts come in plaginan. The only thing we're disagreeing is that where the gap is equal to that was the second case that we mentioned before. Where the gap in between is equal to that of the parts that are on the side, that's the machlokas that we have. It's not greater. So then we do apply the halacha that would be a continuous wall or not. Is it a breach in the wall, or is that not a problem with the wall? Okay, Amir to Hashem, we will pick up with Im Yesh L'Tzuras HaPesach tomorrow.